Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Maureen Ennis in for Laura Ali, bringing you brilliant business insights. Our guests today are Kendra Roberts and Steve Klein from Soup Kitchen 411. Welcome.
Hey,
thank
how you doing?
Ken, why don't you start us off and tell us all about Soup Kitchen 411?
We started Soup Kitchen 411 approximately a year ago. We're a not-for-profit charity, and we recognize the need to support hungry people all across the country. So our mission is twofold. One is to educate people on the pervasive problem of hunger in the country, and two, how individuals like you and myself can help and help ease the pain of hunger. We've built a website that has a national directory of soup kitchens and hunger relief organizations all across the country. And there we encourage people to find soup kitchens in the neighborhood, volunteer their time, give of their service. Many soup kitchens need technical help or business guidance. And number three, support them financially. That's the whole essence of Soup Kitchen 411.
That's an incredibly valuable offer, it seems to me, that being a connector between those who are looking to help and those that need it. I know that you've been doing a lot of marketing of the gala recently and a new launch in the tri-state area here. What are some of the things that you're hearing back from people and what they see as the value?
Yeah, I mean, Ken, if I could jump in, I could just say a little bit about the recent story, which is incredible. So, Liquid Church, a church that's based in New Jersey with six campuses here in New Jersey, recently had their Christmas outreach, and they packed over 500,000 meals for hungry people. They were able to reach out and partner with us to find local hunger relief organizations to take those meals, and you know, wound up distributing over 130,000 of them through Soup Kitchen 411 partners. You know, for me, that was kind of an eye-opening thing. You know, as Ken mentioned, we just launched a year ago, and we're just starting to kind of understand the power of this. It's not just a matter of, you know, folks connecting, which is really the primary reason that we're doing this, but the power of having, you know, a directory of hundreds of local hunger relief organizations at our fingertips and being able to connect, a provider like Liquid Church in this case with, you know, those hunger relief organizations was really great. And it's just so gratifying to see, you know, folks in our area being helped directly, by what we're working on.
Where did the original idea for this come from, gentlemen?
I've been involved with helping to feed the hungry for approximately 8 years and seeing up close the work that soup kitchens do and the role that they play in the everyday lives of people who need their service and need what they do. We wanted to do something bigger and better and grander to help them, and found that nothing existed like Soup Kitchen 411. In fact, people knew that I was so supportive of the Hunger Initiative. Many people would often ask me, where are soup kitchens? The soup kitchens don't have neon signs out in front. They don't advertise.
Mm-hmm.
So they lurk in the shadows, and they're not easy to find. So that's why we put Soup Kitchen 411 together, not only make it easy for people to find them, but easy to support them and help them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of it is also just raising the profile, right? So, exactly what Ken said. But just if you look at organizations, they have kind of uneven, like, marketing, technical, admin, managerial support, right? They all share an incredible heart for the hungry, which is, you know, it makes it so rewarding and so gratifying to work directly with them. but they don't all have the same resources, Maureen, right? So the thought is, you know, if you had, you know, an internet directory where we're able to focus some of that capability on every soup kitchen and hunger relief organization in the country, it's going to just raise the profile that much and help people across the nation.
Great use of that internet network effect, right? That
ability
to really leverage some administrative ability and marketing ability in one place for so many different organizations. Tell us more about, I forget which one of you, I don't know whether it was Steve or Ken who talked about the pervasive problem of hunger. I think it's something that doesn't get acknowledged as much, or people don't really realize what the real state of hunger is.
Yeah. Yeah, Ken, do you want me to start on that? I mean, we both could talk for hours on it.
Yeah, jump right in. And before you jump in, you know, one of the things that I just want to clear up, most people have a misconception. They think hungry people are homeless people, and they're not. It couldn't be further from the truth. Steve?
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. That's a great way to start. I mean, if you look at our website, soupkitchen401.com, you'll see some of the stories, Maureen, and, you know, listeners. It's eye-opening. It was eye-opening for me, and it's something that's kind of easy to miss. If you look across the country, for instance, something like, you know, 45 to 50 million people are struggling with some degree of food insecurity, which is, you know, just kind of pause there. That's like a staggering number. So as Ken said, it's not that handful of homeless people downtown. It's not the, you know, people that are just kind of in the city. Definitely the issue is even more severe in some of our urban areas, but it's every town, every county in the country. There's a food insecurity issue. And, you know, regardless of where you stand on like kind of like what some of the, you know, like the government solutions could be, really folks are counting on these local hunger relief organizations. Those are the frontline organizations that are, you know, fighting kind of hand-to-hand combat, the hunger problem across the country. And, you know, so we just wanted to support them, really. We just wanted to do what we knew how to do and what we could do to help them. And we're starting right now in the tri-state area, and we're hoping to, you know, keep expanding that as we go across the nation, have a nationwide directory.
Thank you. Oh, that was a great summary. I certainly know it's something that I personally didn't realize was at that extent. So thank you for sharing that with us. What, you know, right now what strikes me is this Christmas time, people are looking to do these random acts of kindness, seem to be all over the place right now, that people are looking to put the reason for the season into their lives by doing something. How could our listeners get involved?
Very easy. First, they can go to soupkitchen411.com. On that website, they can just simply punch in their zip code and what mile radius they would like, and they'll get a directory listing of soup kitchens right in their neighborhood. And you'd be surprised that almost every neighborhood, there's soup kitchens not far away from you. Once they find some soup kitchen listing, they could click on the soup kitchen, find that listing. They could go right to that soup kitchen website. They could learn about it. They can make arrangements to volunteer a particular soup kitchen. They could contact them directly, make arrangements for them to provide some of their talents and share some of their other services. And in most instances, they can donate directly to them. And one of the points I'd like to emphasize is if somebody donates to a soup kitchen through our website, 100% of their money goes to that soup kitchen. We do not keep anything. So all funds that they donate go to that effort. And that's important because we want to make sure hungry people gain the benefit of everybody's support. And the last thing that they could do is spread the word, share with their friends that Soup Kitchen 411 exists and go to our social media. We have a Facebook page, Instagram page, and post pictures of you and your friends volunteering at a soup kitchen or helping at a hunger relief organization. Those are some great things that would be very helpful.
That's a great idea. I hadn't even thought of that last one. We're definitely, as a family, planning to do some work in some ways, getting the hungry fed and taking pictures and spreading that word on Facebook. Great idea of how to help. So I plan to do that. That's one of my commitments. Steve, is there anything else that you would like to say before we sign off?
Yeah, no.
Or Ken, do you have any other final thoughts?
With Steve, the liquid story was such a great story with helping with distribute nearly 150,000 meals through our network. But that wasn't the first time this happened. Even though our directory was created for individuals to come and find soup kitchens, we've already had some interesting other uses and adaptations. We had the liquid church experience, and then Steve, early on, we had another experience.
We did, yes. I'll share this real quickly, Maureen. So, kind of in its infancy, we were just putting the network together, the directory together, really. And we actually had kind of a kickoff event back in October, kind of a gala to kind of kick off the effort. And leading up to that, I invited a friend of mine to it who's involved in a soup pantry himself. And he wound up, maybe that same week he got the invitation, he wound up hearing from someone who had food to donate that they couldn't receive because it was, I think, fresh produce. And he was looking for a way to connect, that donor with a soup kitchen. And he said, well, let me try this thing that Steve sent. And he was able to find a local soup kitchen in the area that the donor was located. And they connected up, and they were able to kind of have a success story with that. So, for Ken and I, that's really what this is all about. We're looking to just, raise the profile, raise the awareness, and connect people. The people in this nation, care deeply about things like this. They just don't know a lot of times how to get involved. They don't know the extent of the problem in some cases. And, we're just trying to facilitate that.
Well, I thank both of you gentlemen for your efforts to do that and inspire us all by your stories and give us a structure that makes it easier for us to give back, whether it's time, money, or even our skills at social media and our crowds. So thank you. I know this is also something very near and dear to Laura Ali's heart. She wasn't able to be with us, and I'm sure she would be chiming in too, asking all listeners, please go visit Soup Kitchen 411.com or the Facebook and join the movement. Thank you, gentlemen.
Maureen. We appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks, Maureen.
Happy holidays.
You too.